Proverbs for the day, January the 25th, Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 1. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. Now on its surface, you read that verse and you say, how could that in itself be the foundation of a devotion? But there's quite a bit in it. Because I want to take a few minutes today in this first month of the calendar year on this 25th day, Proverbs 25:1. I want to take a few minutes and I want us to think about this. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. Men that copied things were called scribes, from the word writing and scribe. And so today we still talk about scribbling. Or we talk about transcribing. For example, transcribing can be to take when someone's speaking or the recording of someone speaking and putting it into written form, handwritten, typewritten, etc. I want you to picture for a few minutes with me what it meant for them to have a Bible and for you and I to have a Bible today. So let's just take a few minutes and center our thoughts and hearts and minds on the book, the Bible. Notice that he said, the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. And thank God for faithful scribes. You know, I would highly recommend, I would not highly recommend you try to do this with the whole Bible, okay? But I would highly recommend you take a chapter of the Bible, okay? And do an exercise that would have a similar effect. Take a chapter of the Bible and write it out. Take a chapter of the Bible, for example, and copy it from your Bible onto paper. I'll give you one. Take something like Alexander Scorby reading a chapter of the Bible. Let's say John 1, just for example. And sit down and try to type it out or handwrite it out at his lips, at his mouth. And then begin to think about for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years that what printed, as in written, what written words of God they had were passed on through somebody faithfully copying them out. Let me give you some R's to encourage you today about the value of what you have, the history of what you have in your hands today. Now, it's going to be important for you to slow down and transport yourself just for a few minutes with me. You see, today you could go on a computer website. You could go to a bookstore. You could go online somewhere else. You could make a phone call and you could order a copy of the scriptures, the King James Bible, in many, many places today. And thank God for the local churches that are publishing the Word of God and reprinting it. The first thing that happens when those words are spoken is they have to be recorded. If you're not careful, you limit your own education and your understanding by thinking that recording is only, the only definition of recording is what I'm doing right now. I'm recording it. Well, I'm not making a record of it and someone's not sitting here doing it by hand. But it is being recorded. It's making a record of it. So the word record and the word record are spelled the same. They're pronounced a little bit different, an accent different on them, because of what it's supposed to mean. And so we understand that. We know that you go down and you look up a record of something. Or something in the old days was a record, the old vinyl albums that they recorded upon. You know, in your lifetime probably you can remember, some of us, recordings being on the vinyl albums. I remember that. I remember on the little reel-to-reel players. And you had 8-tracks and cassettes, and then of course CDs and DVDs, and now of course we have all kind of digital recording and all sort of things. The whole point is this: along all through the years, way back in time, it had to be recorded. It had to be recorded accurately. It had to be recorded faithfully. One of the reasons the Bible says to us that no prophecy of the scripture is of private interpretation in 2 Peter, is that the word interpret has several different applications in your King James Bible. For example, when someone speaks in one language and someone hears it for them and translates it into another, it's called interpreting in the book of Genesis. Interpretation is not just getting up and saying, now here's what the Bible's teaching. And you see, that's what they've tried to do a little quick song and dance on you on, is act like the only use of the word interpretation, no private interpretation, is the idea of teaching the Bible. Oh, no. No. God did not say that anybody who felt like it could translate the Bible. God did not say that anybody who had a certain education could set out and by mere human willpower, etc., and training, could say, I'm going to make a God-honored translation of the Scriptures, interpretation of the Scriptures. It's not by private interpretation. And so it was recorded. And then what it had to do, it had to be reproduced. It had to be reproduced. And the power of a recorded set of words being reproduced, then of course, it's going to be connected to its faithfulness. To its faithfulness. It had to be recorded, but then it had to be reproduced. And those that were reproduced properly were recommended. They would go out into all the places. The reason you have two distinct sources of Scripture, of writings, going all the way back to the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then, of course, the first and second century of the church age, of the difference between Alexandria, Egypt, and Antioch of Syria. You have two different ones, and only one was recommended of God. But then, with that, remember this, that through the years, those who copied out the Scriptures, and those Scriptures that were copied out properly, were reproached. They were reproached. Why do believers expect that if they are doing right and they are believing Scriptures, that people will be pleased with it and society at large will recommend them and accept them? It has never been the case in the history of mankind. It's been resisted. But there are also those amongst whom the Scriptures, having been copied out, having been reproduced faithfully year by year, are revered. We revere them because God gave them to us as His Word. Now listen, today, would you slow down and realize that what you have in front of you, your King James Bible, is the result of hundreds and thousands of years of men copying it out by hand. And then it's the result of men saying, I'm going to go to the trouble, and many of them by faith, many of them at cost or actually to expense of themselves, have reproduced the Scriptures for others to have in their hand. If you've got more than one copy of the Scriptures, the King James Bible, rejoice in that and thank God for it. And it's great to have one in your backpack, have one in your car, have one on your reading table, have them, be ready to use them. But how about today? Think about something as simple as this. These also are Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. Now, it wouldn't be complete, a devotion, without talking about the inspiration of the Scriptures. Okay? Do not let the slick-tongued illusionist take away from you what you have, and you have an inspired copy of the Scriptures. How do you know that? Because the quality of inspiration was passed on. When the men of Solomon, men of Hezekiah, okay, took Solomon's words and copied them out, the copy of the copy of the copy that was done faithfully was reproduced and recommended, carried with it that quality of inspiration. It had nothing to do with the ink. It had nothing to do with the charcoal and the ash that they mixed together, or the vellum hide, the leather hides, or the papyrus fragment. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with the words. The words were spoken. They were then recorded. They were then reproduced. The ones that were of God were recommended by God Himself. It meant that those who had other words or reproached and resisted it, and there will always be a copy of God's words to be revered. You have it in your lap today. May you treat it that way. Proverbs 25:1. These are also Proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.